Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Well, today is not so bad, partly sunny and 85, but we've got a heat dome in this forecast for later this week, with the tri-state area among more than two dozen states that are going to be dangerously hot. First of all, AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zayer, explain to us what a heat dome is.
Well, in short, a heat dome is a large high-pressure area that sits over one spot for multiple days, and that traps the heat in one place, so it just keeps getting hotter and hotter, and that's what we expect this week. Temperatures will challenge 90 tomorrow, and they'll reach the mid to upper 90s from Wednesday through Friday, with AccuWeather real field temperatures dangerously high, over 100, maybe even as high as 110. The 4th doesn't look as extremely hot, but there could also be an afternoon thunderstorm. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zayer on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Whenever it gets this hot, there's always concern about power outages, and Governor Hochul talked about that Sunday.
There's always concern about the stress on our energy grid. This is what keeps me up at night, but we've been checking in with ISO and the Public Service Commission about our capacity. Given the brief duration of this, we should be okay. But again, if you're not home during the day, you don't need to keep the air conditioning running. Let's just be smart about conserving our energy during this time.
Well, if you've got pets, you want to make sure there's plenty of water available for them. For more city resources and the list of cooling centers, go to nyc.gov/beat the heat, or you can also call 311. A 53-year-old woman being questioned in the mayhem at Commodore Barry Park Sunday evening in Fort Greene. That's where she allegedly injured a dozen people while riding a three-wheeler.
53-year-old Misha Atkinson remains hospitalized this morning, but now she faces a number of charges. It's unclear how or why she lost control of this three-wheel motorcycle, crashing into this group of people in the middle of an event inside the park again about 6:30 last night. A number of those who were hurt were critical, but I'm told all are in stable condition now this morning. This woman spoke with Channel 7 Eyewitness News.
It was towards the end of the event. A lot of people were lingering. They're still on the dance floor. That area, the stage area, was packed with people.
Now, a number of women telling the NYPD they know the suspect and don't believe she would have done anything intentionally. Again, we'll keep you updated from here in Brooklyn. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
The 2026 yearbook at the Eastbrook Middle School in Paramus has been recalled. The reason? Somehow, a photo of Hitler as a baby was included in the baby picture section. For real. The principal sent a letter to families about this last week and said that's why they immediately collected all the yearbooks so the image would not remain in circulation. It's still not clear how this happened. The district is said to be working on a plan to correct the books and redistribute them. Meantime, police are also investigating. Another chaotic scene outside Delaney Hall in Newark.
I knew it.
That is from Adam Cray on Instagram, as demonstrators were seen being tackled by federal agents after they had burned an American flag. That's when the agents also broke out the tear gas.
Watch your eyes!
Yeah, Newark officials say city police were not involved in any of the arrests. So far, no word from either state police or Homeland Security. Folks who live in stabilized apartments in the city may be celebrating a rent freeze, but not residents at a Mitchell Llama complex up in the Bronx. This is at the Tracy Towers, where they're looking at a proposed 31% rent hike over the next 4 years. While Mitchell Llama buildings are government-supported affordable housing, they operate under different rules from rent stabilization. City housing officials tell Gothamists the increase is needed due to crumbling infrastructure, including aging pipes and deteriorating bricks, not to mention a 3-year delinquency on mortgage payments that support the complex. They also note that there were no increases between 2015 and 2021. Well, 1010 Winds has reached out to RY Management, which oversees the building and is awaiting a response. The city's rental voucher program emerges as the sticking point now that is holding up the new city budget. In fact, it's said to be the reason there was no handshake meeting with the mayor over the weekend. As part of the program, eligible New Yorkers pay 30% of their income toward their rent, with the city picking up the rest. Last year, city data showed more than 26,000 people used the vouchers to move out of city shelters. And on Saturday, the council speaker joined the Progressive Caucus of the council to support an expansion. The mayor supported that during the campaign, but now says reforms are needed to keep it on firm financial footing.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.